So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, my name is Michaela. Welcome to Vampire Book Club, where I discuss all things Vampire Diaries related. This includes Legacies, The Originals, and The Vampire Diaries, as well as the books or any other things that may be relevant to this. Don't forget to check out my links in the description below. So I just read the second and third books. I already did a video about the first book of the Vampire Diaries written by L.J. Smith in 1991. So I've only read the first three books, but I'm eager to read the fourth one. I wanted to record this first because I don't want to get confused and know more than I should know before this point. So there are a lot of similarities and a lot of differences in the books and the TV shows. I did mention some of them in my first video. I'll link that in the descriptions below. In both the TV shows and the book, the main storyline is the love triangle that is between Elena, Stefan, and Damon. Now, the Salvatore brothers have a different backstory. They are not from 1864. They are from the Renaissance Italy in the 15th century. So almost all of the characters have different physical attributes to them than they do in the books. In the TV shows, they're very different. For instance, in the books, Elena is a blonde, Bonnie is a redhead, and Caroline is a brunette. I think I did talk about that in the first video, but I'm really not positive. In the television series, Caroline Forbes is a main character and part of Elena's main friend group. However, she is more of a minor character in the books and an antagonist. And those are things I think I did mention before, but I just wanted to briefly touch upon them. Okay, so in the books, we have a character, Meredith Sewells, or Sewells, I'm not really sure how to say it. So she is best friends with Bonnie and Elena, where Caroline is not. Caroline is more of an antagonist. She is their frenemy. They had been friends when they were younger, but Caroline's jealousies and tendencies came out and they became more enemies than anything. Meredith remains a human in the first three books. I'm not sure if this changes at all. She seems to be a very strong, female, independent character. She is a very good friend to both Bonnie and Elena. I think that she's more like Bonnie. Like, I think Bonnie gets her characteristics a little bit, even though Caroline kind of takes her place in the TV show. Caroline still has her own qualities from the book that kind of fall over with her into the TV show. I think we see, like, even Jeremy in some ways have some of Meredith's traits. But in the TV show, Meredith Fell is supposed to be her character, I believe. And they have her date Alaric Saltzman because in the book that they also have this happen. And it's a little bit better in the TV show due to the fact that she's an adult as well. Where in the books, Meredith is a teenager. She's 17 still when her and Alaric begin dating. Meredith has sinking suspicions about the vampires and what they are before she says anything to anybody. And she just kind of like lets Elena do her thing, knowing that what she's thinking is probably true for Elena and Stefan, that one and then both of them are vampires. Well, actually, it's confirmed when Elena becomes a vampire. We see her kind of orchestrating things behind everybody's back to kind of figure out, like, she tries to make peace between Alaric and between Elena and Stefan and everybody else, because while they're all about to be mortal enemies, she knows otherwise, and she really works it out. She's very bossy to Bonnie and very rude to Bonnie, kind of, and I really don't like that. But she definitely is observant and picks up on things and knows things that the other characters don't know before they're told, and she never has to get told anything. She kind of just figures it all out. There is some backstory with her grandfather being attacked by a vampire, and that's kind of how she knows a little bit too. So while both Meredith state Alaric, I wonder if that's why they kind of put Caroline with Alaric, other than the fact that the actress became pregnant. So Bonnie in the books is honestly, I didn't even think this could be possible, but I think she's actually done dirtier in the books than she is in the TV show. So I guess that's saying that the TV show kind of built her up to be stronger than she is in the books, at least in the first three books. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping that they would have done her much, much better in the books. Because in the TV series, we see that Bonnie and other witches are able to draw their magic from nature. However, we see a lot of magic being drawn from nature from the vampires, from oak trees and other items in nature. And really, the only powerful things that we see Bonnie do in the first three books is be possessed by somebody else. But there are a lot of random things in the TV show that make more sense to me now, or like they were from the books that I didn't really pick up on before. There's this one episode, Stefan doesn't have his memories. It's Remembrance Day. They walk through a cemetery and Stefan's like, that's a funny name, Honoré Fell. And Damon's just like, oh yeah, don't, you killed her. Honoré Fell plays a much larger role in the books, I would say. She is the founder of the town, one of the founders, or at least married to the founder, and she is dead, but she is the one who possesses Bonnie, which is revealed in the third book. Honoré Fell gives Bonnie an opportunity to kind of get rid of her powers, and Bonnie looks to Elena to help her decide this, and Elena's like, this has got to be your choice. Bonnie doesn't seem very decisive at all, and that she really can't make decisions on her own. They have her really being lazy a lot of the time or not helpful to the group other than words, and I'm not talking chanting. She is very boy crazy and a lot like Caroline in the sense where she is very jealous of the attention that Elena is getting from other males. She has other siblings and is not an only child at all. She is a little Irish redheaded girl. Damon and her kiss in the second book when they meet Damon at a party at Alaric Saltzman's house, the new teacher who invites a bunch of teenage kids to his home. In the first three books, we see Alaric Saltzman be introduced, and he may or may not have a backstory with Damon, but Damon is one of the guests invited at his parties. He was hired by the principal and maybe kind of like a council type of thing, the people who know about the vampires, and he was hired to kind of take them out. However, he just did research. He had no experience actually killing vampires like he does in the show. Or maybe he doesn't. He was really just after Damon in the show. He is really just interested, and he also does still study at Duke, but he's just interested in the supernatural things and how they work and if they're real. And he's done a lot of research, and actually that's how he knows Meredith, because they had met at the hospital that her crazy grandfather was in, or they thought he was crazy. But in the end, he does seem to be on Stefan, Elena, and Damon's side with Bonnie and Meredith, and Matt is kind of on the fence still, kind of. Meredith is convincing Alaric that Elena won't hurt him and that they can all work together, and she kind of sets this all up. So the vampire's powers are very different in the books, and I actually really like it, but it's also very confusing, especially after watching the television show first and being obsessed with it. So they can get into other people's minds, and I don't think we see this in the show, but they can also read animals' minds, or like get into animals' minds. They call this probing. There is an actual word for it where they just call it getting into others' minds or whatever in the TV show. So the way that a vampire's powers can affect somebody is if they are weak-minded or strong-minded, which I didn't really like, but also kind of did at the same time. It negates the power of a vampire, but also kind of shows that some people can be more powerful naturally. So that's why I did and didn't like it. They still obviously talk about bloodlust. It is a vampire series, so I feel like that's going to come up no matter what. However, the vampires don't really heal like they do in the books. They do sort of heal with when they feed, but they don't just have this ability to keep healing or heal others, making me pretty badly hurt. So vervain still stops vampires from entering your mind or whatever, but I don't think that they really ingested it in the books. But again, if you're strong-willed, it may, or weak-willed, it may not work on you or for you. And that kind of makes compulsion and vervain kind of irrelevant to me personally, but sometimes it helped, sometimes it didn't. It really just depended on you and the vampire. And again, these vampires could the more that they fed on human blood, the stronger they were, and the more the powers they got. However, the weaker the vampire was, the more they could go through water, where a stronger vampire couldn't go through running water for some reason. Really not sure what that is about. So if a vampire has been feeding properly, they have an inner voice that gets louder and louder that they can project to vampires and maybe people. I wasn't too sure about that. Also, it seems like witches can be compelled. So Damon and Stefan are a lot like themselves that in the show, but there are a couple differences, I guess. They fought over Catherine and have a strained bond because of a woman. I think most of their differences from the TV show is just their backstory, honestly, where it's the 15th century. I think it's even 1492, which is where we originally meet Catherine and Klaus in the television series. And instead of living in Mystic Falls in America, they were from Italy. And Catherine was not from Bulgaria, she was from Germany. And I know that Catherine being from Bulgaria had more to do with Nina Dobrev, because she was from Bulgaria or lived in Bulgaria for some time and spoke the language natively. So in the second book, we see that Stefan is gone and Elena calls out for Damon and is like trying to find him because she's never really met him except for at the school, and she didn't know that they were related in any way, but then she put two and two together and kind of figured it out. But she starts to notice this crow following her and also an owl. Doesn't really think anything of it, but then it starts to get weirder and weirder. But Bonnie ends up being able to find out where Stefan is. After the first storm, she puts Stefan in a well after Damon swears that he is going to be in love with her by fall and that she will be his girlfriend and be dead like him. Not by fall, but by winter, I mean. Bonnie did do like a spell or had visions to find him. I'm not sure if those were from Honoria Fell or if they were from herself. He ended up being in a well, and in season two we also see Stefan go into this well with Elena, and I think that Bonnie and Caroline help in that case. I mean, it was for a different purpose, but it definitely happened. So more and more people start being weird or disappearing or dying or whatever, and Stefan is getting blamed by Tyler mostly because he beat him up in the first book. Stefan did, and Stefan and Caroline are kind of, I mean, Tyler and Caroline are kind of working together here to take down Elena and Stefan, but Stefan actually thinks that it's Damon, and Elena believes this too, and it probably is. Damon did admit to killing Mr. Tanner. Caroline is actually the person who ended up stealing Elena's diary at Bonnie's house. And this is driving Elena crazy, but there really wasn't anything that actually said what he was because she didn't know then what he was. However, she knew he had a secret, and Caroline plans to announce that at the Founders Day parade. Stefan and Elena get really close. However, she keeps having these moments with Damon. They're not really like friends like Damon and Elena are in the TV show first. He just basically threatens her family members in order to get her to spend time with him and to feed her his blood and for him to feed on her. She never tells Stefan though, and that really bothers me on so many levels. But we do see that her memories are kind of distorted when she starts writing in her new journal. And I'm not really sure if that's from compulsion or if it was like from, I don't know, just her being her. I'm not really sure. But they decide to break into Caroline's house to get the journal back. And Damon is lurking outside watching her do that as well. So in the books, the rules to be invited in are very different. It does not actually have to be the owner of the house. It just has to be a person. It does not even need to be said out loud. It just needs to be an intention that one of the people in the home have, which I really didn't like. So they're trying to find this book and they end up finding a diary entry of Caroline's instead. They cannot find their book anywhere. It was hidden really well. Bonnie gets forced by Meredith and Elena to even break into Caroline's house in the first place. Both Caroline's mom and dad are together in this book, and he is not gay within the first three books, at least. Then again, it was the 90s, so it was still very much less accepted than it is now today, so maybe it just wasn't a thing. However, Elena sees that Damon is outside, like, kind of stalking her, and she sees that and goes to confront him, and he's just, like, trying to feed on her again and spend an hour with her, and she just kind of, like, tries to drop off of a thing and he gets mad with her, but they definitely have some type of sexual tension going on. They don't really like have a friendship but they definitely have a mutual understanding of some sort. So it's similar, but a little bit different. I feel like they have a more defined friendship before anything actually happens between them. And I think that's because the Ravain actually works in this series on the TV show. But anyways, Elena ends up confessing a lot of things to Stefan and still leaves out Damon in the end. But she basically sucks even more in the books than she does in the TV show, which again, didn't think was possible. So her and Stefan get really close and Stefan ends up feeding on her. And then they have like this really shared deep bonding moment. And he basically proposes to her and he uses Catherine's ring to do so. And it bothers me on so many levels. To not just Catherine, but Elena as well, honestly. How are you going to have a girlfriend that looks exactly like your dead ex that you've carried on to for hundreds of years and have a lifelong feud with your brother over? First of all, how do you even just fall in love with somebody who looks just like your ex? Because that's just weird in the first place. And then if you do, how do you go and give them the same ring that belonged to the ex that looked just like them? It's like, are you trying to replace me? How do you not think that in your head? And it's just like a very dishonorable memory to Catherine. And then your brother is seeing the same thing that you are, the same girl who looks just like Catherine, and you guys are like back in the same jealousy, rivalry modes, and it's just weird all around. But whatever, at the Founders Day parade, we see Caroline reading a book, and she's about to expose all of Elena's secrets because we think it's Elena's diary. However, it's not. It's Caroline's diary. Bonnie, Meredith, Elena, and Stefan are all really confused on how that happened because they tried and they failed and they were like, oh no, this is where it ends for us. Turns out Damon was able to switch it without any of them knowing and he actually cares enough to help them. And Elena goes up to him and asks him why, and she can tell that there's something there, but he doesn't want to admit what it is because he can't admit his feelings. He's very much like himself in the TV show. Elena's aunt seems a lot more older than Jenna in the books, and she seems to be kind of influenced by Damon's charm, where Aunt Jenna is familiar with dating that type of man and is like, nope, Damon's not coming up in these parts. And it is the opposite with this one. She wants Elena to be with Damon and really does not like Stefan at all. When her Aunt Judith kind of interrupts their conversation and kind of scolds Elena for being rude to Damon, she loses it and she admits that she is getting engaged publicly, and her uncle and her aunts kind of start like giving her a lot of shit for this, and she takes off. She can't find Stefan anywhere and she just wants to be alone. She asks Matt Donovan in this TV show to use his truck, and it starts storming. And she tries to go to the boarding house, but she starts seeing something follow her. And it appears to be a white wing, and I'm like, oh my god, Damon can turn into like an eagle now. And she's yelling, Damon, stop it. Damon, stop. And I'm thinking like, oh, he's mad about her engagement, blah, 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 blah. Or it's Catherine. But she's saying Damon, so it's probably Damon since she knows him. And this thing is telling her to forget Stefan. And you're like, Damon, what an asshole. Like, how are you going to erase your brother from this girl's mind? They're engaged. And the storm is getting worse and worse. And Stefan is trying to find Damon and Bonnie, and she ends up going off of Wickery Bridge, which we all know how this is how the same thing happens in the TV show that happens here, except Matt Donovan or Matt Honeycutt is not in the vehicle with her, but it is Matt's truck. And they come across the truck in Wickery Bridge. Elena is feeling very icy and very cold, and Meredith is trying to help Stefan and Bonnie, but Meredith is very badly hurt. And this is the first time that Bonnie ever gets asked to take care of anybody. Stefan tells her to take Meredith out of there, which is very much not like TV show Bonnie. She has been helped 19 million times to take care of others and always does, whether she's asked or not. Stefan tells Bonnie to bring Meredith to a willow tree and not an oak tree. Not sure, but I guess like the druids had a lot of power from the oak trees. But anyway, Stefan cannot save Elena, and he's trying to give her like CPR and resuscitate her, and she's dead. And it's so confusing because I'm like, is she dead? And she starts hearing voices like to go save the one that she's with, and there's like a fighting going on. Stefan ends up feeding on like 6 humans to get stronger to fight Damon because he wants to punish Damon for killing Elena. However, Elena starts being called by this voice to save the one that she loves, the one with the dark black eyes. And in the books, Damon has the dark black eyes, and you're very confused because she doesn't love Damon at any other point. I'm like, oh, snap. Are they doing the Sire Bond right now? Is this what's happening? And she starts like trying to go to sleep, and she wants to be asleep, but she just, some voice is calling to her, and she starts attacking Stefan in the woods and saving Damon instead. And she's kind of just all out of sorts and uses Matt to feed on because she needs to feed on a human to become better. And Damon kind of helps her and was really kind to her when he could have killed her or been awful to her or told Stefan, she wants to kill you, figure it out on your own. But I think he liked the affections that she showed him, and he also shared them back with her, obviously. He brings her to a safe spot that she can sleep and stay at. Before he brings her there, she tries to get her diary that's in her house, but she obviously wasn't invited in, and nobody could see her because they all thought she was dead. So he actually has her diary from the Founders Day when he took it from Caroline and swapped it out with Caroline's diary. She's like, that's not what I wanted. And he's like, well, it's your diary, isn't it? And she's like, okay, it will do. And then that's how she starts to remember Stefan and how awful she was to him. So she's in Alaric's house in the attic sleeping, and he's not even the owner of his house. So it makes me wonder who actually owns this house, and are they dead? How did she get in? Who invited her in? Because nobody had intent or even knew she was there. But whatever. So even though they never found Elena's body, they had a memorial service for her. And at this memorial service, like, a bunch of dogs are going crazy. And Damon and Stefan cannot probe these animals' minds. They do not know what they're thinking, what they're doing, but they start attacking everybody. Elena gets both Damon and Stefan to agree to be civil with each other so they can figure out what is going on and what this other power is that they are sensing around them. They have a lot of suspects on the list, being like her uncle, Alaric, Matt, just a lot of suspects. They end up ruling most of them out, and Stefan gets a little suspicious of Meredith, but Elena assures her that she would never do anything to hurt them, that she's definitely on their side, even if she is keeping secrets. Elena was 100% accurate about her friend, which kind of made her think about Caroline, because she would have said at one point the same thing about her, and Caroline was trying to sabotage her just a couple days before this. So it feels like a setup is happening, and it definitely was. Caroline sent Stefan a note to apologize about everything that happened between them, asked him to meet her somewhere. So Stefan asks Damon to watch out for Elena at this party before he gets there. And Alaric comes up in the attic where they're supposed to be hiding, and Damon almost breaks his hand, but it actually turns out they're on their side. And Alaric is warning them, hey, like, Stefan is walking into a trap right now. I've been doing research on Caroline. I've been hypnotizing her with her parents' permission, and she remembers Stefan from the night of the attack, and Elena and Damon go to help him. They are running, and Elena's like, I'm holding you back. Like, fly. Go find him fast. Meredith, Alaric, and Bonnie drive there. Stefan is tied up. Caroline didn't even know that this was going to happen. She thought it was seriously just going to be a talk, and she felt awful, and she's crying. But they still know that there's some other power out there that is trying to harm everybody. And later this night, Alaric is able to help free Stefan from the dads that are doing this. And he joins their team. And he starts kind of like talking to Bonnie and figures out how to get Honoré Fel to possess her, to figure out how to solve their problem that they're having. And they ask her what this other power is. She brings them to the crypt that she is buried in. Says that there has been somebody watching Elena for quite some time, because they kind of figured out earlier that day that all the attacks were Elena-centric. Her little sister was attacked by the cat. All the dogs were trying to break up her memorial service. Stefan was put into a well. So all the attacks were related to Elena in one way, shape, or form. And Honoré Fel kind of says, like, hey, this is where I was very long ago, and the creature watching you has way under below us. Has been watching you for quite some time, but she was watching you longer, Stefan, and hated you longer. And everybody's like, where's Damon? Damon can also turn into a wolf, which is really cool. And we don't know where Damon is, but there's like a big cat coming for them. It's a tiger. It is a white tiger. And it is your girl, Catherine. I really pictured her more as a Black Panther type in my head. Honestly, I call her that all the time, and I was hoping when I found out that they would do animals that that is what she would be, but it was not. But I also like a tiger. That's a cool predator. So the Salvatore brothers think that she had burned in a fire, similar to the TV show, as they saw her ashes and proof of her clothing being burnt and her daylight ring there, as well as a note. Turns out that Catherine faked it with her handmaid. She left them a note and she was furious. She was psychotic, honestly. She was so angry that this was the gift that she gave them, the gift of having a brother, the gift of forgiveness, and like that's what she was doing with her death. And she was pissed at both of them for picking up swords and killing each other and becoming vampires for the rest of their lives. She also says that if it wasn't for Klaus finding her, she probably wouldn't have survived. He fed her and kept her safe or whatever. And that's really the reason I want to get to book four. I feel like there's going to be more about him, even though she says that she killed him 2 centuries ago and now she's bored. I have heard that Klaus is more savage in the books, so I find it weird and I don't really think he's dead, but we will find out. Catherine is also pissed at Stefan. Catherine is the reason that both Stefan and Damon return to or go to Fell's Church in the first place. Catherine sees Elena, who looks just like her, and she decides that she's going to have a little bit of fun with this. She is batshit crazy and does ruthless things and does not care. She enjoys having fun. She is a predator. She makes Vicky practically striptease in the cafeteria, and all the other weird things that were happening that they were trying to pin on Damon were mostly her. He has no problem admitting when he has killed somebody. He's like, told you I didn't lie. So she's mad that after luring them in there and like kind of like messing with them, that Stefan ended up falling in love with Elena, which I mean, that's your own fault for even dragging them there. But I would be pissed about the ring too. Damon is basically dying there on the floor, and she tells Damon that she's seen all of his actions and that she would let him kill Elena and be with her and keep him alive, blah, 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 blah. And it reminds me of that scene where she tries to seduce him in the TV show. And he's like, go to hell, Catherine. And he says the same thing to her in the book. And I'm like, good for you, Damon. Good for you. Which enrages her more. There was a lot going on and I was really confused. But she was just pissed and being crazy and saying that she killed Klaus and all this other stuff. And is enjoying really messing with them. Stefan and Elena are tied up. Damon's just laying on the floor bleeding out. And Catherine is just playing games. She's not even sure what she's going to do. She's just like debating on how to torture them the most. And she's saying all these crazy things. And this whole time, Elena is trying to become, to get her hands free and to get out of this trap that she's tied up in. Turns out Catherine was the one that turned her into a vampire and did everything else. I don't know if I already said that, but I might have. And eventually at the last minute, like the sun is coming up, she takes off everybody's daylight rings. Elena knows she has one shot to do something significant. So she rips Catherine's chain off of her neck, and they both end up being exposed to the sunlight and dying. Now, this reminded me of the originals just because of one thing that was said. When Damon realizes that he should have known that Catherine wasn't really dead because the only ones that burn up like that are the old ones, because Elena's body didn't turn into ash. It was kind of just a body still. However, in this moment when Catherine died, her body did turn into ash this time, but it would not have them because she was so newly turned. It just reminds me of Davina calling the originals the old ones, and I think that's why they put that in there when we see Davina in the originals. Those were some of the differences and the plots in this story. I cannot wait to read book four. I really hope that it does have more about Klaus. I will let you know. I'm sure it does because there's more information about him out there. But I hope it's more than just flashbacks, and I hope he is still alive and kicking. But also a couple other things that happen is that, well, Alaric and whatchamacallit, Meredith start dating. And that's all I can really remember right now. But thanks for listening. See you guys next week.